Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pinky Pittenger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Evans moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up beyond short. Sewell can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Burns steals second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McInnes moves to third. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. McInnes scores. O'Neill moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes O'Neill trying to get to home. Liebold throws the ball into Rule, who tags O'Neill, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. Wood moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Ben Carr now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Wood scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan bunts towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Pittenger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Nemo Liebold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liebold is 0-for-1 in the game. Liebold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Joe Evans. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The throw from Rule and he is out, Pratt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing left field. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball towards left. Harris settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Harris. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood scores. Sewell scores. McInnes moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pittenger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 0-for-1 in the game. Pittenger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-1 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Carr covering, for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Rule and he is out, Pittenger applying the tag. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0-for-2 in the game. Leibold hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Pratt reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1 Indians. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wood scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 9-1, Indians. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pittenger takes first base on ball 4. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wamsgans takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wamsgans moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Wood is hit by the pitch. Wamsgans moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 4 for 4 in the game, with four singles. He's got three RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. Wood moves to second. It's 10-1, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pratt. Speaker scores. Wood moves to third. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 11-1, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Jameson now playing center field. Riggs Stevenson now playing left field. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 3 in the game. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Leibold moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Lynch now catching. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0 for 4 in the game. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Walt Lynch. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Dugan moves to second. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dugan scores. It's 11-2, Indians. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Smith moves to second. Pinky Pittenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittenger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pittenger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Pittenger moves to second. It's 11-3, Indians. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Leibold hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pittenger scores. It's 11-4, Indians. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-6, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Burns goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 11-7, Indians. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.